Let's head live to the White House. We're joined by Karen Travers. Karen, the White House sending out some new rules along with the reinstated credential for Jim Acosta.
Yeah, the White House is trying to get to what the White House, Sarah Sanders called last week, a decorum at the White House, saying that basically follow-up questions are not going to be allowed unless the president is indicating he is willing to take them. So we'll see how this goes. Remember, the president hasn't really had many formal press conferences like the one we saw right after the election. That was the first one he had had in weeks, and he's only had, I believe, two this year. Most of the time when we're talking to the president, it's in a big scrum outside the White House. There's no microphone. The president takes whatever question he wants.
Now, you're at the White House. You talk often with members of the White House press corps. What's the reaction?
I think people are, you know, waiting to see how this plays out. I don't want to weigh in on what people here are saying about it, though.
Well, looking at these rules, I saw this yesterday and I said, well, really, is anything going to change? Do you foresee anything changing, really?
No, I think people are going to continue asking multiple follow-up questions, and the president can decide if he wants to answer them or not. But, you know, like I said, we haven't had many of those formal press conferences where the microphone is handed out in the East Room. When the president takes questions, it's in the Oval Office, it's in the Roosevelt Room, or it's outside before he leaves on Marine One, and those are much more chaotic scenes.
Karen, thank you. Karen Travers, live at the White House this morning.